We're still February 14th, Valentine's Day, and you won't believe where we are now. We're on top of the Great Bronco. The group that's with me here now is Nancy, the big man and the little man, Lord and Matt, Matthew and Heather and Cherry and Sheena, plus 12 Vernie Ventures guides and porters. There's quite a little crew of us up here. We're the last of the team to cross the Great Bronco today. The other members are all ahead. And in fact, it was hours ago now that when I was way over with some of this group and some others, way over on the other side of the valley, many kilometers away and a few hundred meters lower than this, a couple hundred meters lower than this anyway, that I heard over the radio first because they were keying the radio, but also I could hear without the radio across the valley the rhythmic singing of the group that was working up the Bronco with Brock. Ask somebody someday who's been to Kilimanjaro about the day they crossed the Bronco. It's the prettiest day of walking or trekking on Kilimanjaro. This trail we just did today is stunning. It's really gorgeous. And it is the steepest walking that we'll do of the trip. So Brock's trail rider team, as they came over, was a big effort. And, you know, while I'm on this subject of Brock and his team, I've talked about a few of our members. I'm going to talk about more as our adventure continues. But as a mountaineer, I've looked into a lot of adventurers' eyes over the years. I've seen a lot of people's love for the high country and the mountains, their passion. Brock, strapped to his trail rider, is not able to express much by most people's standards. But when I look at his expressions here on this great mountain, I see some of the strongest passion for climbing and adventure on this place that I've ever seen from anyone anywhere in the world. It's really an amazing thing. And the entire team here is behind this, but we're all behind one another. The group of folks I just mentioned have been with me today, but over the radio we kept up with all the rest of the team, all 43 climbers from British Columbia. And as you know, I'm bragging that we're all still here. We got a little ways to go into camp right now, but everybody's doing great. And our adventure is, every step of the way is just worth its own effort and its own reward. We're thinking of everybody back home, but of course, we're still dreaming of higher places, Uhuru Peak even, in the days to come.